in verse 9, I have stretched out my hands unto thee, and that would be to yodah, to raise your hands in the air in the surrender position with a head down low, cock down low. And so this is being expressed in Psalm 88. And we see, wilt thou show wonders to the dead? Shall the dead arise and praise thee? Selah, meditate. Shall thy loving kindness be declared in the grave, or thy faithfulness in destruction? Shall thy wonders be known in the dark, and thy righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? Verse 13, Psalm 88. But unto thee I have cried, O Yahweh, and in the morning shall my prayer prevent thee. Yahweh, why castest thou off my soul? Why hidest you your face from me? I am afflicted and ready to die from my youth up. I suffer thy terrors. I am distracted. Thy fierce wrath goeth over me. Thy terrors have cut me off. They came round about me daily like water. They compassed me about together. Lover and friend hast thou put far from me, and mine acquaintance into darkness. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the Almighty says in commentary, I'm expressing to you, if you do not fear him, he said, I will mock you when your fear cometh as a whirlwind. Men's hearts will fail them for the fear of what is coming. We are approaching that time, ladies and gentlemen. Amen.
Amen. Psalm 89. I will sing of the tender pity of Yahweh forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, tender pity shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shalt thou establish to the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David my servant. Thy seed I establish forever, and build up thy throne to all generations. Selah. The heavens will praise thy wonders, O Yahweh, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. For who in the heaven can be compared unto Yahweh? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto Yahweh? Yahweh is to be greatly feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. Psalm 89, we're at verse 8. O Yahweh, mighty one of oaths, of hosts, who is a mighty one like unto you? And thy faithfulness is round about thee. Thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, you still them. You have broken Rahab in pieces, as one that is slain. Thou hast scattered thine enemies with thy strong arm. The heavens are thine, the earth also is thine. As for the world and the fullness thereof, you have founded them. The north and the south, you have created them. Tabor and Hermon shall rejoice in thy name. You have a mighty arm. Strong is your hand, and high is your right hand. Justice and judgment are the habitation of your throne. Tender pity and truth will go before your face. Baruched are the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Yahweh, in the light of your countenance, in your Torah. Psalm 89, verse 16. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. For thou art the beauty of their strength, and in thy favor our horn shall be exalted. For Yahweh is our defense, and the Kodesh one of Israel is our king. Then thou spake in vision to thy Kodesh one and said, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. I have found David, my servant. With my Kodesh oil have I anointed him. With whom my hand shall be established, mine arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his foes before his face, and plague them that hate him. Psalm 89, verse 24. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. I will set his hand also in the sea, and his right hand in the rivers. He shall cry unto me, Thou art my Father, my Yahweh, my Word, and the rock of my salvation. Also I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. My tender pity will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. If his children forsake my law and walk not in my judgments, if they break my statutes and keep not my commandments, then I will visit their transgression with the rod, and their iniquity, their wickedness, their lack of Torah completeness of the law with stripes. Psalm 89, verse 33, Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. Once have I sworn by my Kodesh that I will not lie unto David. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. It shall be established forever as the moon, and as a faithful witness in heaven, Selah. But thou hast cast off and abhorred, thou hast been wroth with thine anointed. You have made void the covenant of thy servant. You have profaned his crown by casting it to the ground. You have broken down all his hedges and have brought his strongholds to ruin. All that pass by the way spoil him. He is a reproach to his neighbors. You have set up the right hand of his adversaries, and you have made all of his enemies to rejoice. Psalm 89, verse 43. Thou hast also turned the edge of his sword, and hast not made him to stand in the battle. Thou hast made his brightness to cease, and cast his throne down to the ground. The days of his youth thou hast shortened, and thou hast covered him with shame. Selah. How long, Yahweh? Will you hide thyself forever? Will your wrath burn like fire? Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? What man is he that liveth and shall not see death? Shall he deliver his soul from the hand of the grave? Selah. Yahweh, where are thy former loving kindnesses, which thou swearest unto David in truth? Psalm 89, verse 50 to conclusion at 52. Remember, Yahweh, the reproach of thy servants, how I do bear in my bosom the reproach of all the mighty people, wherewith thine enemies have reproached, O Yahweh, wherewith they have reproached the footsteps of thine anointed. Baruch be Yahweh forever. Amen and amen.
Amen. Psalm chapter 90. A prayer of Moshe, the man of Yahweh. Yahweh, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are Yahweh. You turnest man to destruction, and sayest, Return, ye children of men, for 1,000 years in thy sight are but as a yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. You carriest them away as with a flood. They are as sheep. In the morning they are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 80 years. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. Psalm 90, verse 12. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. We'll be continuing with the Psalms, and I will finish right now from 13 to verse 17. Return, O Yahweh, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy pity and thy mercy and thy loving kindness, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy esteem, the esteem of you unto their children. And let the beauty of Yahweh, the Mighty One of Oaths, be upon us, and establish you, thou, the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it. Amen. We'll return after this break, and we'll be continuing to read the books of Psalms. Thank you for listening.
In this sea of toxic food, chemicals, and frequencies, our immune response weakens, and the adult stem cells that give us the ability to heal and absorb nutrients are depleted. We need Stem Cell Works Intraoral Spray, a dietary supplement that activates adult stem cells naturally and supercharges our immune system. Stem Cell Works' patented formula includes the largest number of natural growth and immune factors compared to any other health supplement on the market, and it's manufactured in the USA. Stem Cell Works Intraoral Spray is taken under your tongue. The absorption rate is 95%. Learn about the science, the ingredients, the benefits, and the money-back guarantee at StemCellWorks.com, StemCellWORX.com, or call 800-665-9679. 800-665-9679.
Oh, well, I'm standing on a rock. I'm standing on a rock. I'm standing on a rock. That's higher than I.
When life's feeling like it's gonna be a wipeout, then grab your helmet and fasten your seatbelt. Don't forget your fire suit, 'cause we're going home to mama. Do you know what I mean? Happy, happy. Woohoo! Don't forget your pickup truck and your Harley too. Bring out the farm tractor, 'cause we're gonna be plowing through. Yeah, Classic Redneck Radio. Classic Redneck Radio. Classic Redneck Radio. Sweet Classic Redneck.
All right, now, ladies and gentlemen, we're reading the Book of Psalms, all the chapters, verse by verse, and we are correcting the text. To remove Lord and God, this is appropriate, and we're replacing it with the original text, which had the four ancient Paleo-Hebrew letters that pronounce the name of the Most High, which is pronounced Yah-Wah. And that's breath in, breath out, and it's the sound of a healthy, healthy man's heart. Yah-Wah, Yah-Wah. Just sit back and relax and enjoy.
We are starting back higher on Classic Redneck Radio with Tehillim 91, Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Here on Classic Redneck Radio, we teach you that the secret place, do you know what the secret place is? Psalms 25:14 says, the secret of Yahweh is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. So you, if you're going to dwell in the secret place, as in Psalm 91, verse 1, you're going to have to fear Yahweh. And that fear of Yahweh is that repentant spirit that motivates you into doing his will, not your own. America needs to fear Yahweh and repent. Psalm 91, he that dwells in the secret place, the fear of Yahweh of the Most High shall abide. And that is when you abide under the shadow of the Almighty, when you are in the fear of Yahweh. I will say of Yahweh, he is my refuge and my fortress. In him will I trust. Surely he will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He will cover thee with his feathers. Under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth, the Torah, will be your shield and your buckler. You will not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy hand, but it will not come nigh thee. We do not fear men, comment. We do not fear man. We fear Yahweh. That is the secret of Yahweh. We are in Psalm 91, verse 9. Because you have made Yahweh, which is my refuge, even the Most High, my habitation, there shall no evil befall thee. Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways, and they shall bear thee up with their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. Do you know his name is Yahweh? Psalm 91, verse 15, 16 to conclude. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him, and I will show him my salvation. Amen. Amen.
In Psalm 92, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be seeing in Psalm 92 some very interesting truth. One of the things I want to impress upon you is the proper instruments of praise are very, very, can't say very enough times, important. And you must have a 10-string harp. It is a fact. These psalms cannot even be sung properly without a 10-string harp, technically. You are to have the high-sounding cymbals, the low-sounding cymbals, the tambourette drum, which mimics the sound of the heartbeat, which is the sound Yahweh, Yahweh, and also it is, the secret place of thunder is the heart, the place of his name. And whenever he came to visit the children of Israel, he came as thunder and lightning, remember? All right, and he's going to come the same way again, actually, as he approaches. So as we read Psalm 92, it's a psalm or a song for the Sabbath day, for the seventh day. And we are understanding the calendar of the Most High is according to the reckoning of the sun, the moon, and the stars, not the present calendar you're under. The calendar you're keeping now is straight out of the pits of hell. The Julius Caesar, Julian Pope Gregory calendar is spoken of in Daniel, where it says the devil, Hasatan, came to change time and law. The reckoning of your present calendar has the days starting at midnight, which is fraudulent. In the Bible, a day starts at sundown, evening. The months start from the dark of the moon. And you begin to understand how all this unfolds in the end of days. So as we unveil the words in Psalm 92, if you're interested in a 10-string harp, There are certain types of construction techniques that are hidden in the Bible. The Almighty has given me. And these harps in the end of days are the harps of the Barley Company. And we'll explain that in other broadcasts, other lectures. So call 877-289-7439. The ram's horn, the flute, high-sounding cymbals, low-sounding cymbals, tambourette, drum, and the 10-string harp, and then the silver trumpet for the year of Jubilee. Reading now, Psalm 92, verse 1. It is a good thing to give thanks unto Yahweh, and we teach you Todah Yahweh, the pronunciation for thank you, well, that's the victory thank you, Todah Yahweh. And Yodah Yahweh is the humility thank you. You have to say thank you when you enter his courts and gates. It's a good thing to give Todah unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto the pronunciated name Yahweh, O Most High. See, nobody can sing, nobody can coo, nobody can groan, nobody can moan. You can't speak any language anywhere without the sound of breath. That's why he's referred to, the creator of heaven and earth and the seas and the fountain of waters, he's referred to as the Most High. Most High means without that breath, that Yah in and Wah out, that's where he put his name, in Adam's nose. Without that high-sounding breath, you can't speak any language anywhere. You can't say anything without that breath. So let it be known. Let all that have breath praise him. Psalm 92, verse 2. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, and upon the harp with a solemn sound. For you, Yahweh, has made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thine hands. O Yahweh, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the toilless spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, that would be around now in the world, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. Verse 8, Psalm 92. But you, Yahweh, art most high forevermore. That's the sound of your breath. And the heartbeat is the sound of his name as well, the four chambers. He writes his laws in the tables of your hearts and minds. Verse 9. For lo, mine enemies, O Yahweh, for lo, mine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn, my ram's horn, shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked toilers that they rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree, and he shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of Yahweh, the name of Yahweh, shall flourish in the courts of our Yahweh. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. Verse 15 of Psalm 92 in conclusion. To show that Yahweh is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Amen.
Oh, Todah Yahweh. Psalm 93, verse 1 through 5. Yahweh reigns. He is clothed with majesty. Yahweh is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Yahweh. The floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. Yahweh on high is mightier than the voice of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are sure, very sure. Kodesh is thy house, O Yahweh, forever. Amen.
Psalm 94. O Yahweh, the mighty one of oaths, to whom vengeance belongeth. O Yahweh, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself, lift up thyself. You, thou, O judge of judges of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Yahweh, how long shall the wicked toil us? How long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things? And all the workers of iniquity boast themselves. They break in pieces thy people, O Yahweh, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, Yahweh shall not see us, neither shall Yahweh of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planteth the ear, shall he not hear you? He that formed the eye, shall he not see you? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct you? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall he not know? Psalm 94, verse 11. Yahweh knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Baruch, blessed is the man whom thou chastenest. O Yahweh, and teachest him how to do thy Torah, from thy Torah, how to do thy Torah, how to do thy law, that you mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked, the relief comes. For Yahweh will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance, but judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. We follow the Spirit of truth. Commentary. Verse 16, Psalm 94. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless Yahweh had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy pity, O Yahweh, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. The anxious thoughts that I feel are comforted by your word. Shall not the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee? Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? Commentary. They make laws too grievous for men to bear. They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But Yahweh is my defense, and my Yahweh, the word of truth, is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own toilessness, wickedness. Yea, Yahweh, our mighty one of oaths, shall cut them off. Hallelujah. Praise ye, Yahweh. Todah, Yahweh.
Todah, Yahweh. Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing unto Yahweh, let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our deliverance. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with the psalms. For Yahweh is a great word, and a great king above all words. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before Yahweh, our Maker. For he is our mighty one of oaths, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me and proved me and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation and said, it is a people that do err in their heart. They have not known my ways. They have not known my Torah. Psalm 95, conclusion, verse 11. Unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. Amen.
Amen. Psalm 96. Oh, sing unto Yahweh a new song. Sing unto Yahweh all the earth. Sing unto Yahweh. Baruch his name. Bless his name. Bless the breath that cometh forth from your vessel. Show forth his deliverance from day to day. Declare his esteem amongst the heathen, his wonders among all the people. For Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all words. Verse 5, Psalm 96. For all the words of the nations are idols, but the word Yahweh made the heavens, the Shemayim. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto Yahweh, O ye kindreds of the peoples. Give unto Yahweh esteem and strength. Give unto Yahweh the esteem due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Remember, commentary in verse 8 of Psalm 96. Hebrews 13:15 says you'll enter his courts and his gates, of course, in Psalm 100 with thanksgiving. But in Hebrews 13:15, the fruit of the lips is to continually give thanks to his name. And you understand how it is giving us revelation here as we see in the word that give unto Yahweh the esteem due unto his name. Bring an offering. You offer the sacrifice of praise. Hebrews 13:15. Continually to Todah Yahweh. That's what we're talking about. O worship Yahweh in the beauty of his Kodeshness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that Yahweh reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar in the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice. Before Yahweh, for he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. Amen.
Amen. Psalm 97. Yahweh reigns, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are in the habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahweh, at the presence of the sovereign of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his esteem. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Commentary. Commentary. Graven images are pictures, your selfies, you bow down before them, your money, you bow down before them, and you boast about them. Psalm 97, verse 7 through conclusion, verse 12. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye words. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Yehuda rejoiced because of your judgments, O Yahweh. For you, Yahweh, are high above all the earth. You are exalted far above all words. Ye that love Yahweh hate evil. He preserves the soul of his saints. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh, you righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his Kodesh ways. Amen.
Psalm 98. O sing unto Yahweh a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his Kodesh arm hath gotten him the victory. Yahweh hath made known his deliverance. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. commentary, verse 2. The seven thunders will be the continued and final announcement of the reading of the Torah on all seven continents and seven seas. Verse 3. He hath remembered his pity, kindness, long-suffering, and patience, and his truth toward the house of Yisrael. All the ends of the earth have seen the deliverance of our Yahweh. Make a joyful noise unto Yahweh, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto Yahweh with the harp, with the 10-string harp, and the voice of a psalm. With trumpets and the sound of the cornet, make a joyful noise before Yahweh the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Verse 8 and 9 concluding, Psalm 98. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together. Before Yahweh, for he cometh to judge the earth, with righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. We lost Sam for a second there. And we're getting her back on. There we go.
Psalm 99.
Go ahead.
Yahweh reigns. Let the people tremble. He sits between the cherubim. Let the earth be moved. Yahweh is great in Zion. He is high above all the people. Let them praise the great and awesome name, for it is set apart. It is Kodesh. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye Yahweh, our mighty one of oaths, and worship at his footstool, for he is Kodesh. Moses and Aharon among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon Yahweh, and he answered them. He spoke unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies, his Torah, and the ordinances that he gave them. Psalm 99, concluding with 8 and 9. Thou answered them, O Yahweh, our mighty one of oaths. Thou were a word that forgave them. Then you took vengeance of their inventions. Exalt Yahweh, our mighty one of oaths, and worship at his Kodesh hill. For Yahweh, our mighty one, is Kodesh. Amen.
Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto Yahweh, all ye lands. Serve Yahweh with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that Yahweh, he is the Word. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and Baruch his name. That would be Baruch Bahashem Yahweh. Blessed be the name Yahweh. Verse 5 in conclusion of Psalm 100. For Yahweh is good. His pity is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Well, we can conclude with one more psalm, Psalm 101, and then we'll go to a break.
Psalm 101. I will sing of tender pity and judgment unto thee, O Yahweh, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. O, when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before my eye. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. A perverse heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person who secretly slanders his neighbor. Him will I cut off. Him that hath an high look and a proud heart will I not endure. My eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walks in the perfect way, he shall serve me. He that worketh deceit will not dwell within my house. He that tells lies shall not tarry in my sight. And I will early destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all the wicked doers from the city of Yahweh. Amen.
Amen. We've got a minute and 58 seconds here, ladies and gentlemen. We might as well enjoy a little bit of a break here. And let's see what we can have here for ourselves to enjoy ourselves a little bit. I'll see if I can sing something to you here. All right.
When Israel goes forth from Mitzrayim, Behet Yaakov from a strange language, Yehuda becomes for his holiness of Israel his dominion. The sea looks and flees, the Jordan turns back, the mountains skip like rams, the hills like lambs. What's for you, O sea, that you flee, O Jordan that you turn back, mountains that you skip like rams, or hills like lambs? From the faces of Adon the earth quakes, from the faces of Elohim Yaakov turns the rock to be a pool of water, the flint for a fountain of water. From the faces of Adon the earth quakes, from the faces of Elohim Yaakov turns the rock to be a pool of water, the flint for a fountain of water. Israel goes forth from Mitzrayim, Bet Yaakov from a strange language, Yehuda becomes for his holiness of Israel his dominion.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back after the break. 877-289-7439. Call in and ask, leave your name, address, phone number, and say you want the CDs of the reading of the Psalms. We'll get it out to you as quickly as we can. Call 877-289-7439. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you.
Isaiah 33:6. And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of times and strength of salvation. The fear of Yahweh is his treasure.
The first of all commandments is, hear, O Yisrael, Yahweh, our Elohim, Yahweh, is one. And you shall love Yahweh, your Elohim, with all of your heart, and with all of your being, and with all of your mind, and with all of your strength. This is the first command, and the second is like, namely this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is none other commandment greater than these.
Mark 12:29-31.
Christians know a little bit about Yosef, his coat of many colors, the jealousy of his brothers, his time spent in prison, and his ability to interpret Pharaoh's dreams about corn stalks and cows, fat and lean, 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine. So what did Yosef do? He stored food. So when the famine came, the people of Egypt and his own family did not starve. What will you do for your family or your assembly when famine comes to America? Don't count on a grocery store or a government truck. Purchase Redneck Wilderness freeze-dried food. It's the cleanest, tastiest freeze-dried food on the market. 25-year shelf life? You only need fire and water. Order the Redneck Quick Bucket with 80 meals for $150 plus shipping, or a sample pack for $19.95. The soup, beans, and rice are more than food because it's going to be your money. Call 856-776-1176, 856-776-1176. Be like Yosef. Prepare.
When life's feeling like it's going to be a wipeout, then grab your helmet and fasten your seatbelt. Don't forget your fire suit, 'cause we're going home to mama. Do you know what I mean?
get your pickup truck and your Harley too. Bring out the farm tractor, cause we're gonna be plowing through. Yeah, Classic Redneck Radio. Classic Redneck Radio. Classic Redneck Radio. Sweet Classic Redneck.
Isaiah 33:6. And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of times and strength of salvation. The fear of Yahweh is his treasure.
When life's feeling like it's gonna be a wipeout, then grab your helmet and fasten your seatbelt. Don't forget your fire suit, cause we're going home to mama. Do you know what I mean? Happy, happy. Get your pickup truck and your Harley too. Bring out the farm tractor, cause we're gonna be plowing through. Yeah, Classic Redneck Radio. Classic Redneck Radio. Classic Redneck Radio. Sweet Classic Redneck.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, we're reading until we conclude over 50th chapter of Psalms. And then, by the will of the Most High, we're going to do the Proverbs. We are correcting, according to the original text, we're removing the word Lord or God. Almost 7,000 times in the Bible, the word Lord and God were put in to replace the ancient four letters of the name of the Most High, the Hebrew letters. They're called paleo, which means, you know, antique, paleo, ancient letters, not the Babylonian contemporary Hebrew that the Hebrew people use today, but the ancient letters. And that's what was in the original text. And of course, it pronounced the name of the Most High as Yahweh, which is the sound of breath and the sound of your heartbeat. And it's very, very lovely to understand all these things. We're going to continue to read the Psalms, but before we do, I'd like to play another song for you and kind of get you in the praise mood, if you will, because we're going to be reading the Psalms. It's real, real serious, and we're doing some commentary as we move along in the Psalms, and it's a very lovely CD set. You can call us at 877. Get a piece of paper and pencil. I would suggest that you do. 877-289-7439. Call up that number. Leave your name, your phone number very clearly. Say you want the reading of the Psalms CDs. And get all that information to us. Someone will get back to you within a couple of days. Be patient. You're going to be getting an answering machine most of the time. Please call 877-289-7439. We are making history today. This is the first time, to our knowledge, anyone has read the Psalms over the airwaves live in real time with no editing, mistakes and all, read the Psalms, correcting the name of the Most High and pronouncing his name correctly. And we can prove that in other scriptures as well. We can prove the pronunciation of those four ancient letters, the name of the Most High, which he wrote 8 times on the Ten Commandments, and he made 2 copies of the Ten Commandments, one for the bride and one for the bridegroom, so therefore it was 16 times. So it's very, very important that you obtain a copy of this. Use it as a sleeping pill, a spiritual sleeping pill, if you will. Use it to listen as you're driving in your chariot of fire, perhaps on a long trip or every day to work. You stop it, start it the next day you go to work, and get this word inside of you. Very, very important. The Psalms are very important. It says in the Bible that when you have an assembly, every man is to bring a psalm with you in the congregation. And so if there are 50 people, you'd bring 50 psalms. And if it took 5 minutes to sing one psalm, you're not getting out of there for 250 minutes. So if you had a larger congregation, you're not leaving till next week. Then you got to start over again. So do you really love the Most High? Do you really, really love him? Would you praise him? Would you praise him forever? Do you realize the law is good? It's not grievous unto me. If it weren't for the law, I would not know what sin is. Has the law been done away with? Yahweh forbid. We establish the law of liberty from sin, the Torah, the instructions, the teachings. We appreciate you.
Torah roads, they're taking me home to the place where I belong. Yerushalayim, promised mountains, Torah roads are taking me home.
Yeah.
Torah roads, they're taking me home.
Oh, yeah. By the blood of the Lamb,
Yerushalayim, promised mountains, Torah road, taking me home. Each day as I look into your holy Torah,
Kodesh,
I see the paths that are taking me higher every day. And I hear this is the way, walk therein and you'll not stumble. Guidance comes as you meditate on the Torah both the night and day. And a little understanding makes the journey ever brighter, until the glorious day when all is open. Face to face, Torah roads, they're taking me home. Belong, Yerushalayim, Mama's mountain, for a road, taking me home. Each day, as I look into your holy Torah, will I see the paths that are taking me higher every day. And I hear this is the way, walk therein and you'll not stumble. Guidance comes as you meditate on the Torah both the night and day. And a little understanding makes the journey ever brighter, until the glorious day when all is open.
Face to face.
Face to face, Torah road, they're taking me home to the place where I belong, Yerushalayim.
Taking me home
to the place where I belong, Yerushalayim, promised mountain, for our roads are taking me home.
The Torah roads, ladies and gentlemen, are taking us home. It is the law, the teachings, the instructions of the Most High. And without them, we would not know what sin is, ladies and gentlemen. Remember to call 877-289-7439, and you can request a copy of the reading of the Psalms, and it's from the first chapter of Psalms to 150, and it's very exciting as we move along and we make commentaries concerning and cross-referencing scriptures concerning the Psalms. They are very, very important to all of us, actually. All righty then. You know, Sam, I forgot whether you're up next or I am.
I believe you are, Brother Billy, and we're at 102.
Ah, there we go. There we are. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. In Psalm 102, a prayer of the afflicted when he is overwhelmed and poureth out his complaint before Yahweh. I'm sure a lot of you feel the way I feel. There are times when the waves come upon us, the waves of despair and grief and sorrow, and we grieve for others who are not learning quick enough, and we cry out for understanding, and he does answer us, but it's a time of affliction, a time of trial, even a time of judgment in his house, which is very, very serious. In Psalm 102, hear my prayer, O Yahweh, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me. In the day when I call, answer me speedily. I think we all want him to answer us speedily, don't we? Verse 3 of Psalm 102. For my days are consumed like a smoke, and my bones are burned as an hearth. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. Have you ever been, ladies and gentlemen, that full of affliction and worries and grief? You're supposed to cast your worries, your cares on him. Have you ever been that perplexed in your mind, where your mind is going round and round? You have that stinking thinking, that what-if thinking. And it's so bad, ladies and gentlemen. You've been there where you grieve. It's so bad. Maybe you've lost a loved one, or maybe someone has said that you've had some terminal illness, and you don't even want to eat anymore. You don't even want to eat. And also here in verse 4 of Psalm 102 in commentary, reading it again, I'm going to give you a new understanding as well. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. And that would be to even, you ever been so full of despair, when your heart is so overwhelmed, ladies and gentlemen, you don't even want to open the Bible. I've been there. Have you been there, ladies and gentlemen? I've been there. Where you're just so broken. There's nowhere to go. And that's why the secret is he sent us out two at a time as disciples are learning his still small voice. He sends us out two at a time. There's two witnesses. Why? Because one of you goes into that place of despair, in that place of affliction, where you feel like there's no hope and you don't even want to eat any food for your belly. You don't even want to open the Bible. You don't care because you're just crushed, pulverized even. Your friend can bring you oil. Your friend can bring you the oil of gladness. Your friend can cause you to sing a new song. And after you do this for a season, you'll find yourself out of, as I call it, the pits of hell. Verse 5, Psalm 102. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am an owl of the desert. I watch and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Mine enemies reproach me all the day, and they that are mad against me are sworn against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread, and mingled my drink with weeping because of thine indignation and thy wrath. For thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. My days are like a shadow that declineth, and I am withered like grass. But you, O Yahweh, shalt endure forever, and thy remembrance unto all generations. You shall arise and have pity upon Zion. Now, Zion, in verse 13 of this particular Psalm 102, remember, Zion is a physical hill, if you will, in the Middle East, but it really means your heart. Mount Zion is your heart, where he writes his laws in the tables of your hearts and minds. There's four chambers in your heart, and there's four letters in the name of the Most High. And the heart in man is a secret place of thunder, and he writes his laws in the tables of your hearts and minds. It makes you a new heart of flesh. It takes 7 years to do that, and it is there that you should fear him always. Okay, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. And he's talking about favoring your heart. And I'll read 13 again in Psalm 102. Thou shalt arise and have pity upon Zion, upon my heart. My heart is overwhelmed, see? For the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. For thy servants take pleasure in her stone, and favor the dust thereof. Now, stones are the stones of wisdom. Nothing is to be compared to the stones of wisdom. What does that mean? The five polished stones that the five stones that David took from the brook and thrust at the tyrannical government, Goliath. Giant there means tyranny. Those five stones represent the first five books of the Bible, which are the Torah, ladies and gentlemen. So the stones of Hur, the stones of the five wise virgins, the five barley loaves that fed 5,000 men with their women and children. And we are becoming the barley company, it's called, those five barley loaves and two salted fishes. All right. So the heathen shall fear the name of Yahweh, and all the kings of the earth shall esteem. And the earth thy esteem. Excuse me. Verse 16. When Yahweh shall build up the heart, Zion, he shall appear in his esteem. That's why he's esteeming himself through this broadcast. It's coming out of my mouth, and the esteem that I have in the honor of doing this broadcast, this historical broadcast, is his esteem, not my own esteem. You'll notice in the broadcast I haven't said my name. You'll notice I've done this for years. I have not said my name. Because my name is not important. I have to decrease so that he may increase. So I'm not mentioning my name. If I do, it's not going to be often, that's for sure. I remember broadcasting for a couple of years and mentioning it maybe once a month. All right, here we go. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. Verse 18 of Psalm 102. This shall be written for the generation to come, that would be us, and the people which shall be created shall praise Yahweh. That's hallelujah. Praise Yahweh is the meaning of the Hebrew word hallelujah, and it is a commanding word in Hebrew to pronounce his name correctly. Verse 19 of Psalm 102. For he hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From Shemayim, that's the Hebrew word for heaven, did Yahweh behold the earth? To hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death. Very serious, ladies and gentlemen. To declare the name of Yahweh in the heart, in Zion, and his praise in the shalom of Yahweh. Yahweh Salem means the shalom in you. You are the temple. You are the house. You are the house of the name. You become Jerusalem. Yahweh Salem is the proper pronunciation. Pray for the peace of Yahweh. Pray for the peace of Yahweh Salem. Not the land in the Middle East. Don't pray for that. He took every stone and removed it from that from the Herodian temple. The Almighty destroyed it all because what he's building now is not with stones, bricks, and mortar. It's not made with hands. You are the temple. You are the house. For he hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary, from heaven, from Shemayim, did Yahweh behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death, to declare the name of Yahweh in the heart, Zion, and his praise in Yahweh Salem, when the people are gathered together, and the kingdoms to serve Yahweh. He weakeneth my strength. He weakened my strength in the way. He shortened my days. I said, O my Yahweh, take me not away in the midst of my days. Thy years are throughout all generations. Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens, the Shemayim, are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vestiture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. Verse 27 of Psalm 102, but you art the same, he does not change, and thy years shall have no end. Verse 28, in conclusion, the children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee. Amen.
Psalm 103, a Tehillim of David. Baruch Yahweh, O my soul, and all that is within me, Baruch, your Kodesh name, Baruch Bahashem Yahweh. Baruch Yahweh, O my soul, forget not all his benefits.
who forgives all thine iniquities, who heals all thy diseases, who redeems thy life from destruction, who crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Yahweh executes righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways, his Torah, unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. Verse 8, Psalm 103. Yahweh has tender pity, he is gracious, he is slow to anger, he is plenteous in tender pity. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heaven is above the earth, so great is his tender pity toward them that fear him. I want to read that one more time, a little commentary. We talk about the fear of Yahweh, the repentance. It brings repentance. It's a motivating fear. The blood, of course, takes away all of our sin and gives us the right to go into, put the mind of Christ on and go into the Torah law to become lawful. This says, verse 11, Psalm 103, as high as the heaven is above the earth, so great is his tender pity toward them that fear him. The secret of Yahweh is with them that fear him. Like as a father pities his children, so Yahweh pities them that fear him, for he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. We could take our breath at any moment. As for man, his days are as grass, as the flower of the field, so he flourisheth. The wind passes over it, it is gone. The place thereof shall know it no more. But the tender pity of Yahweh is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. America. Commentary. Repent.
You've been listening to a pre-recorded broadcast of Classic Rednik Radio. Email info@classicrednikradio.com, info@classicrednikradio.com, or call 856-776-1176, 856-776-1176.
I'm a redneck great-grandma. My friends can't understand why I don't watch TV anymore. I'm 87, and this is all new to me. But
it's never too late to learn the truth. I'm a redneck great-grandma, and I'm 87. I didn't know about the fear of Yahweh until I heard Classic Redneck Radio. And I know it's true because it's in the scriptures. The Old Testament is alive and well, too. Thanks, Billy Redneck. Keep listening to Classic Redneck Radio.
If you fear the Almighty and want to keep its commandments, you might be a redneck. Thank you for listening to Classic Redneck Radio.